It's time for the emergency break of the week.
The North Texas Honda Dealers.com. I'm Bill Jackson, Talk Radio. No, I'm not. I just read that.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
They continue to lead their childhood years in the foster care system, I guess, huh? Jim? I guess he's not with us. Yeah, you still got us?
Yeah, well, you're kind of fading in and out.
Oh, but... sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
The wheels are off.
And I have some information. I don't know how sound it is, but I believe one of those communities is developing WMDs.
All right. That's ridiculous.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Blew them all the damn away.
That's what you need to do.
This ought to be fun.
All right, maybe we'll do that.
Because he probably got eaten the damn up.
He's cussing weird this morning.
Yeah, he is. He's not taking this seriously. This is a very serious...
No, you and I are doing real broadcasting.
Yeah.
This broadcasting isn't real.
Leave me the alone hell.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Lost him.
All right.
His weekend's already started. Yep, Junior was in a straight jacket during that segment.
We'll give you three candidates, and we'll let you vote on them at 888-787-1310. The long-time tradition of the emergency break of the week. This first one is a little tense, and I think we're going to have to put it on Rhines because he started it. This is a hardline fight. And as we talk about all the time here on the ticket, it's not fun to hear mommy and daddy fight. And they got into it when Corby was talking about the new features that they have at home games, the new Amon Carter Stadium, the fact that you can order like a Fred's hamburger right from your seat. And some new features that they have there at the stadium. Well, Mike apparently wasn't listening, wasn't impressed, and then this happened.
I'll tell you what, that's enough for me to start eating meat again. Get you a nice Fred Burger at halftime.
Meat!
Yeah.
Meat. You like Fred Burgers, Mike?
They're okay.
Meh.
All right.
Here we go. The first two words out of Community Quick Hits from him.
They're okay.
What else?
You more of a Kincaid's man?
What are you over there, reading Ranger box scores?
Yeah.
You more of a Kincaid's man?
I'm just listening to the story.
Well, your job is to comment on the stories.
Okay.
Not so much.
Give me something to comment on, and I will comment on it.
To break the news to you. You're not driving around in your Oldsmobile Buick listening.
I know.
You're sitting next to me.
Give me something to comment on, and I will comment
so
on
it. So that's not a story that's worth commenting on?
No.
What crawled up your ass and died?
Nothing.
Good Lord. Go home if you want to. We're better off without you, to be honest.
No.
Yeah.
Cool.
It would be a lot better off.
Stay here. This is beautiful.
Good God.
Oh, Mike.
Sitting on your ass over there all day doing nothing.
Well, the wife brings home the cash.
Yes. Read about the Ranger bullpen or something. Good Lord.
I love the Rangers.
What else?
Nothing. We're done.
What else?
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're
done.
That's
it?
Yeah. I can't wait for your kick-ass segment next.
All right, 6:32, Herald the Ticket.
Oh, man.
That was the tease.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, wow.
That was really tense.
It is tense.
Mm.
Corby can get his anger up from time to time.
Yeah.
He's a man of extremes. He can get really, really angry.
So
he can
back.
Be so laughing and cackling, too.
All right, that's candidate number one, the hardline fight. Candidate number two comes to us from the San Diego Chargers radio network. Y'all remember Josh Lewin?
Oh, yeah.
Used to do some Ranger baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Moved on to the Mets. I guess he tried out with the XFL of sports talk radio here in town, and that didn't work out real well, but he's back doing play-by-play for the Mets and the Chargers. Well, he has a partner named Hank Bauer who thought he would crack a joke. He got suspended for this joke directed at Josh Lewin.
There's a personal seat license you got to pay for.
There is.
I'd sit in it
for
a long time, but a lot of these fans use that seat for about an hour.
But then
today.
Again, you know how copper wire was invented? Somebody dropped a penny between Josh and his
family member.
Okay. All right. We've got, let's see, 30 seconds mercifully remaining.
I say that respectfully and endearingly, my partner.
Love you too, buddy. The football game is going to end in 25
seconds. Hank got suspended for the last preseason game for that.
So wait, let me, I'm trying to understand the story here. Is that like a noted joke? Like that's a known joke that's said about a religious or ethnic group?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Okay, so it's mainly...
How much they covet a penny. Yeah.
Okay, so it's mainly associated with making a joke about Jewish people, correct?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Because
yes.
I thought if that wasn't a known joke and he's just saying that about Josh in particular... Yeah. Would that have been a fireable or a suspendable offense?
Well, I guess enough people took exception to it, and that's why they had to take out a fire hose and try to put out the fire.
Wow.
I've never heard that joke, and I'm not sure I completely understand it.
I guess it means people fighting for a penny would make wire because they're all pulling at it.
Okay.
So it stretches out. It's
yeah.
The physics aren't exactly right either.
No.
That wouldn't happen to a penny.
Mm-hmm. I think he knew immediately that he, that he had made a mistake, as he then said, but I say that with all due respect.
And no offense.
No offense.
Just no offense. Offense.
All right, so there's a Chargers Radio Network up for an e-break.
Josh handled it really well, by the way.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got through it okay.
Because it
didn't lay out on him or anything.
If it ticked him off, he at least covered over that for a while.
Yeah. All right, candidate number three is Joyce Durham.
That's you, George Dunham.
That's your cross-dressing alter ego.
This is how things fall apart when you're not here. You know, Ducey performed scatter shooting last Friday, and he asked me to play the audio from the Mike Francesa meltdown that he had with John Calipari. Did you hear about all that last week?
No, I missed that.
Yeah, he started ripping on Calipari after having him on the show, and then Calipari called him back up, and it was a real mess. Well, I had it on my computer and was ready to play it. But for some reason, and I still don't understand why this didn't work. It didn't work.
A Cumulus station.
Well, no, I'm not going to blame it on Cumulus. I'll blame it on me, and this is what ensued.
And right after their interview, Francesa began to talk about how Cal's a great recruiter, great for the program, but not a great X's and O guys. Listen to the hilarity that ensued. George?
Uh-oh.
George?
Non-purple, Jared. Playing.
It's up. George?
Bull Caucus.
Non-purple.
My friend, Shisha.
It's
so,
playing.
Again, Calipari.
I got it up. It's not playing.
The Kentucky basketball coach with Mike Francesa from The Fan.
You got non-purple up?
Yes.
Purple and non-purple are up.
I think I'm getting sick. I feel post-nasal drip coming on.
Would it be too difficult to turn this around for this week's e-break?
Listen,
we're going to have to
listen. It's playing. Like a mama bear, but it's not playing through my haunches.
Okay. Anyway. So.
Well, mic it then. Let's pull it down there and let's hear it. George?
Should I just paraphrase it?
Just paraphrase it.
No, not, don't mic that. So,
Francesa says Calipari.
Okay.
Not a great. Oh, boy.
Turn up.
Can you hear this? Calipari called in.
How about you calling me? I
think all the way up.
You know what you like? You're like a caller who doesn't listen. Okay,
okay, that's enough. I can't listen anymore.
Yeah. What a mess.
It was a total mess.
It's so
horrible. So much at work there.
So embarrassing.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to everybody. I still can't explain to you why it wasn't working, because I could hear it through my external speaker, but I'm going to put non-purple into
the mama. We don't need the explanation.
The honkus wouldn't work.
I think that Mike and I were also at fault here. We could have handled that a lot better than we did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think going,
looking,
you think that doesn't help? Oh, really?
That wasn't, I didn't do that, sir.
Yes, you did.
And if we had just been quiet, just let silence go out over the air, would have been better than that.
Was that Logan trying to throw a Mike Francesa impersonation out?
I think it was, yeah.
Hmm. That didn't help
you
either, Logan.
Yeah, sorry. You wisely backed away from that.
All right, so those are your three candidates, the Hardline Fight, the Chargers Radio Network, or technical difficulties during scatter shooting. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Who? Dude, get rid of that.
Yeah,
right. I got it.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, this is the Bony Dog Ambassador voting responsibly for Joyce Durham. And I love you sadly, Gordo.
Thank you, sir. That's the way to vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Food reference?
Yeah.
But he's not up for it this week.
No, he's not. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, like the responsibly vote.
Okay.
For the biggest, blackest, veiniest, most triumphant Mike Goosey Crotch toupee. Also, Doyle King is my leader.
I guess that's a vote for our technical problems.
Just a terrible vote.
How does that guy live? How does he get to work and get home with that insanity?
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Vaginal Science Bornmore?
Nope. Hello, you're on Ticket AM and FM.
Good morning. I'd like to vote for the Hardline Lovers spat, and today, as always, I love you madly, Giorgio.
Oh, yeah.
This guy
crossed. All right, all right, all right. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Can I vote for Bug Chaser Giorgio and Gordo the Gift Giver?
I guess I'll count that as a vote for me. Thought we'd gotten rid of that term. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to pull up my my vote. I think it's on purple, Jer.
Okay, we get the idea. Thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Stars at night aren't so big or bright. George is a whore from North Texas.
All right, we have a winner.
All right.
That jerk put me over the top
there.
Didn't
take long.
Let's hear this a little bit of this meltdown. And listen to how Gordon does not help by going into the microphone.
And right after their interview, Francesa began to talk about how Cal's a great recruiter, great for the program, but not a great X's and O's guys. Listen to the hilarity that ensued. George?
Uh-oh.
George?
Non-purple, Jared.
It's up. George?
Bull focus.
Non-purple.
My friend, Shisha.
So, again, Calipari.
I've got it up. It's not playing.
The Kentucky basketball coach with Mike Francesa from The Fan.
In, you got non-purple
in,
up?
In,
yes. Purple and non-purple are up.
I think I'm getting sick. I feel post-nasal drip coming on.
Would it What's be going too on here, to turn this playing. Around for this week's e-break?
Listen,
we're going to have to
listen.
Wait.
Gordon sounds like he's been drugged.
I felt so sick.
Playing through my...
Wow. Okay.
Okay, that's right. Enough. How many wins is that for me?
You caught Gordon from behind, George. Nice job.
He's always wanted to do that.
Tied him with 62 all-time wins.
All right.
Second place.
All right.
But